afternoon. My name is Don Compo. It's time for Home Tapes Underground Small Studio Productions. All sorts of cool music and special guests today in the studio by the name of Dave Halverson, and we'll get to his music and so much more here today on No Pigeonholes. Nice work from the East Bay band called Translucid. This comes from their very fine, I believe it was a 2005 release. Is that correct, Dave?
That is correct, yes.
That's the voice of Dave Halverson, guitarist for Translucid. Let me introduce him at this time. From Oakland, California, guitarist Dave Halverson.
Thanks for having me.
I believe that this was the first CD that I was aware of your music, Translucid, but obviously you've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, we started in probably about 1993, recording things, and eventually it came into a point where we had the first CD together, and that was Rise. That came out in 96.
Cool. The one that we heard here was called The Colors of Darkness, an excellent CD, really one of the best, I felt, of 2005. And we heard The Birds of Years Past. Let's talk about your history a little bit to begin with, Dave. You said you moved from St. Louis some years ago.
97, yes. I moved from St. Louis, Missouri.
Why did you pick the Bay Area?
Well, I'd visited a few times, and it really struck me, to be honest. It was just a great place all around, and I had a friend out here and got to know the area a little better, and it just seemed like a really good fit, and decided to give it a try.
Did you start doing music right away with Translucid?
Yes. Immediately when we moved out here, we pretty much tried to reform the band as fast as we could so we could get playing, and we had a whole bunch of other material to start recording. So, it was probably 6 months and we were up and going.
Did Translucid also play gigs in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. We played for a couple years in St. Louis before we moved out, and it was pretty regular gigging, every month.
Right. And I believe you said, was it the drummer or the bass player came out with you?
The drummer has been a friend of mine since we were like 7 years old.
Who are the other guys in Translucid?
Terry Lee is the drummer, and Bill Nordker is the bass player.
Cool. We're speaking with Dave Halverson, he of Translucid, Don Compo here, he of No Pigeonholes. Thank you for joining us in progress here on KKUP in Cupertino. So you moved from St. Louis to the Bay Area, and you did a lot of live gigs here in the Bay Area?
Yeah, we played pretty regularly for 5 or 6 years, I guess, and then decided it was time to take a little bit of a break and see what else we might be able to do.
The Colors of Darkness, the 2005 release, that is your latest Translucid release?
That is correct, yes.
And you have at least three others that I got in my hand right here. So is there four altogether?
There are three Translucid CDs and two own solo CDs.
I see. Yeah, of course. That's a Dave release right here, the fragments of what. We will try to hear from each one of them. In addition, Dave brought some unreleased. These are newer recordings, Dave?
They are remixes of other recordings that have either not been released or released on other CDs.
Cool. Now, if somebody were to ask you, Dave, what kind of music do you play? What do you tell them?
Well, I always start with mentioning that it's instrumental music because that's probably the most easily definable characteristic of it, and it sets it apart from a lot of other non-instrumental music, which of course is very prevalent everywhere. So I start with that. I also mentioned that I play the guitar and some other instruments to some degree.
All right. Right. You know, I mean, I do host the show called No Pigeonholes, but I do tend sometimes to put genres on thing. And I mean, if I were to categorize it, I might call it texture rock, something like in the realm of maybe not Tortoise, but sort of in that realm. Is one thing that I find interesting about your music is that you're a fine guitar player, although you rarely solo. And tell me about that.
Well, it depends on the recording. I guess on The Colors of Darkness, for instance, that was much more geared toward heavy guitar playing and lots of soloing. Mm-hmm. This latest project, March 4th, has relatively very few solos in comparison. It's just kind of a whatever the song calls for. You know, I think there are a lot of rock elements in a lot of the songs. There are a lot of other elements also that I kind of try to work in.
It seems like it was heavily composed and thought out ahead of time, pretty much.
Yeah, I do a lot of thinking on pretty much all the songs. I rarely it's something that's just 2 or 3 days and it's done. It's usually maybe some thinking, and then some recording, and some more thinking, and then more thinking.
That's the voice of Dave Halverson. I'm Don Koppel. Let's hear another track from March 4th. I'm going to play the shorter track right here called Minus One. Talk about that, if you will.
Well, Minus One is one that is actually the source material for that song is from track 4 on the same CD. And that's something that I've have a lot of interest in, just sort of using different source material basically to create new things. And this one I took a snippet of track 4 and cut it up a little bit and just radically altered it, and out came Minus One.
Cool. We'll hear Minus One from March 4th by guitarist Dave Halverson, really multi-instrumentalist, I suppose. Is there bass? Do you add bass on here as well?
Yes, I played some bass on there. Most songs have bass, although it's usually not a bass guitar proper. Often I have a guitar that's tuned down for that purpose, uh-huh. or any number of synthetic instruments.
Were you a home taper back in like early bedroom days, like with a four-track and stuff?
Well, if you go back to the way early days when I was about 15, my parents had this reel-to-reel thing from the 60s that I remember in the back. It said SOS on the back, and it stood for sound on sound. And so that always fascinated me. I realized at that point I could do some really weird stuff by just, you know, putting stuff in there and putting something else in there and mixing it. And that was fun. That's kind of where it started. And then eventually got into more of a four-track type of recording situation, and then progress from there.
Right, right. Do you use a computer-based recording system or what?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's hear Dave Halverson, and then we will hear something from the unreleased stuff, and then we will also hear something from one of the Translucid CDs. So let's get a little set here of Dave Halverson and his band Translucid on No Pigeonholes. The March 4th CD, Minus One, was the name of the track. Now, in addition to some of this unreleased material, you brought some older stuff as well, right, Dave?
I did. I brought a track from that was recorded in 1991, recently remixed, and tried to keep it pretty true to the original, but it sits pretty nicely in a collection of songs I have from that period, and I'm in the process of remixing all of them and putting them on a CD, but this one was the first one I got to, and just been working with it for the last couple months, and seeing what I could do with it.
All right, what's the name of this
one? It's called Out There.
Okay, Out There by Dave Halverson. Then we will also hear a couple more from Dave and the Translucid Trio. And you're listening to it all here on No Pigeonholes. Very tasty material there from guitarist Dave Halverson. Cursed by Robot Gods. That comes from Dave's CD called Fragments of What? And then before that, we heard his band, Translucid, doing Last Dance. That comes from their CD called Vigil. And then before that, we heard Out There from Dave Halverson from 1991. Kind of interesting to see the progression. You were pretty fully formed in 1991 it seems like maybe a little bit more funk.
Yeah, and that song, certainly there was a lot of funk going on. I mean, that recording was not really done by a band per se. It mm-hmm. was just kind of a few guys in a basement, but it was definitely some seriously formed ideas that we were working on, but it wasn't really the intention of being a band or anything like that, but it's that kind of element. Those elements have been there, and they've continued to go through, I think, some of the later music, but not so much of the funk, though.
Right, right. What about, and yet your music still has, in some cases, a strong beat orient.
Yeah, I've done lately a lot of electronic type stuff, beats and things like that. Just the manipulation of ordinary acoustic drum tracks as source material, or just, you know, just straight up manipulation of those tracks. Mm-hmm. That's another hobby of mine, is just playing with the audio and just kind of twist it around and see what happens.
You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Since you are a guitarist, can you talk about some of your maybe influences or favorites?
Well, let's see. It's a pretty long list, I'd say. It's I could go back to, you know, the early 80s. I was really heavily influenced by a lot of the heavy metal guitar players, and that was right when I started playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really stuck with me for a while. And as I got older, I think I branched out a bit, and like a lot of people do, and got into more jazz type stuff and just some more really oddball type of things and just drone music, and as well as just kind of experimental types of things. And the shortwave radio lately has been really a hobby of mine in terms of not just for listening to it, but for source material and also for kind of playing it as an instrument. That sort of an approach is just interesting to me, just to take, you know, take something like a shortwave radio and make it into an instrument. That's kind of something I like to do.
Yeah, that's cool. I hear maybe Bill Frisell, maybe some of the ECM guys like Terry Ripdahl or Steve Tibbetts. Would you credit some of them with being influences?
Yeah, I think specifically, I guess I would say Al Di Meola influenced me a lot. Bill Frisell to some degree. Michael Hedges, I like him quite a lot. David Torn, another one that's really strikes me a lot.
Yeah, he's great. All right, so we're going to return to the music of Dave Haverson, my very special guest from Oakland, California today. And let's go back to your March 4th CD, track number 2, Dave. Talk about that, if you don't mind.
Well, it's sort of a song in two parts. There's an introduction that's guitar that was kind of just a spontaneous thing I recorded one night. And it seemed like it wanted to go somewhere, and eventually I built it up a little bit and kind of built into the second part of the song. And it's sort of a mood piece, I guess you might say.
Notes to Generate Hope from Dave Haverson CD called March 4th. And then we'll hear from Dave's some of his other work with Translucid here on No Pigeonholes. Let's talk about, and what are the current plans for the band and for you, the solo projects?
Well, I've always wanted to maintain, even though the band is sort of on a hiatus, we haven't performed in a couple of years. I've always kept it as a priority in terms of just maintaining the entity and you know, writing material for the band and just continuing that. And I've got a lot of ideas for future projects for the band that are in various states of development. But immediately, I have a pretty good archive of live recordings of the band that I wanted to put together into a live package. I've got some improvisational band stuff that might be of use and rear its head at some point, perhaps. And that's pretty much where we are now. We're not really sure, performance-wise, when we might pick it up again or if that'll happen. But
right. What about collaborative efforts with other musicians?
I've got kind of here and there, nothing too seriously developed at this point, but I've got some friends in St. Louis where I grew up, and that's always a possibility. It's something, you know, very easy to do nowadays, and that's something that would be potentially of interest. I also know some people other places that are people I respect and would like to do some work with.
Cool. Let's talk about the two final tracks that we'll play from you today, Translucid Catwalk, and then we're going to hear something called In the Name of the Higher Quadrivium from your solo CD called Fragments of What. Can you talk about them a little bit?
Well, Catwalk is one of the songs from Vigil, which was, I guess, came out in 2000, and it's a kind of a just a groovy little song. It's kind of not too... it doesn't hit you in the face too hard. It's got some nice guitar, I think, and a really nice beat that's kind of slightly understated.
Okay. Once again, DaveHalverson.com if you'd like his music. And just so I don't forget to tell you, thanks for coming down today, Dave.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Good luck with your music, and I hope whenever you get new stuff, we're the place to premiere it. Here on No Pigeonholes, first of all, it's Translucid, and then Dave Haverson here on No Pigeonholes. Constellation M from Dave Haverson, actually on the keyboards there. So you are quite the multi-instrumentalist, evidently, huh, Dave?
Well, somewhat. I mean, I'm mostly a guitar player. I generate a lot of the sounds that you hear that sound like other things through the guitar, but I knock around a little bit on the keyboard.
Then we heard your band, Translucid, doing Catwalk. And then we're going to hear the track now called In the Name of the Higher Quadrivium. You and David were talking about what the quadrivium is. Want to tell us?
Well, the title, I guess the title sounds completely pretentious or something, but it's the higher quadrivium refers to the four subjects that ancient civilizations often believed to be the key to the essence of the universe or the nature of God. And interestingly, those subjects are arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and music. And so, I don't know, it was kind of a captivating idea and kind of surprising that music was in there when I was reading about it. So it sort of inspired the song.
All right. Once again, Dave, thanks for coming by KKUP and the No Pigeonhole Studio. We'll hear from his CD called Fragments of What, Dave Halverson, In the Name of the Higher Quadrivium. And then we will have some more instrumental sort of avant-garde stuff as we end the program today here on No Pigeonholes. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a few minutes to wrap it up here on No Pigeonholes.